Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome, welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. It's going all the way down. Love is in the air. And this week, I tell you, our favorite duet is making headlines. Rihanna is having a baby with ASAP Rocky. Super excited about that, love. We had to talk all about that. And then our boy, Kanye West, he's back in the news. He's making accusations against Kim. This divorce is starting to get really, really messy.
And she's guilty.
You would say that. Speaking of messy and guilty, Nick Cannon is having yet another baby girl. I can't.
Yikes. Well, Nicki Minaj dropped beef with the City Girls after our viral interview on the Morning Hustle. And you already know it goes down in my DM. So yes, we're going to be talking about that. That's your favorite part.
Yes. And for our final question to undress, this happened.
You should have just snuck behind his back, had sex with the dude, told the dude, I'm about to die. I want to hit it one more time. Don't say nothing because I don't want to hurt my husband. It's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast brought to you by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, the big game is right around the corner. Now, you already know Macy's has you prepared and ready for everything going on. And this week, it's the big game. It's coming up and Macy's has everything you need to take you all the way to the end zone. They've got your football fantastic needs covered with team jerseys, serveware. You know, you got to get the food out there. You're going to have people over. You have to, you know, zhuzh things up. We haven't had a lot of company in the last couple of years. So the big game is about to bring on some big fun, big cheer. So go on over, check out Macy's.com right now to make sure you have all of your needs for the big game.
And another thing we have going on is our anniversary giveaway. Y'all already know it's our 1 year anniversary and love is in the air. So for the month of February, we're giving one lucky loyal listener $1,000, y'all. Ooh. And Macy's shop is free. That's right. You're going to be able to buy you some clothes or silverware or whatever you got going, a fragrance, makeup. All you have to do is head to the undressingroompod.com and click on giveaway. And then I'm going to give you the keyword. Or maybe I don't, because maybe I'll go do it myself.
Girl, I was going to ask you, can we do it ourselves? Because I know I'm a loyal listener.
Okay, let's give it away. It's we'll dynamic. It. Dynamic. That's the keyword. So go on over there right now and enter to win.
Yes, $1,000. Happy anniversary, Lo.
Happy anniversary to you
now,
too,
Boo. Now, speaking of congratulations, congratulations is in order for our favorite couple. That would be ASAP Rocky and the one and only Rihanna. Now, last week was absolutely epic. We have heard rumors for years. Is Rihanna pregnant? Is she not? What's going on? Well, it is finally confirmed that, yes, Rihanna is pregnant with ASAP Rocky's baby.
Yay.
I'm so excited. So I don't know if you saw the amazing pictures and this beautiful pink puff coat that
she looked
had
so good. She was glowing.
Listen, the snow was falling. The couple was in New York and they took pictures and basically told the world what was going on. Now, her outfit was banging. The baby bump was adorned with jewels. And while the Navy is super happy for this update, I have to say, L'Oreal, everybody's not all that happy.
No. I thought they were.
I mean, most of us are. Okay, everyone is happy, but one person. Let me qualify this.
Is it me because we're not getting an album?
Well, maybe we're going to get a Rihanna album ASAP.
See? Oh, I like that. You did that. You did the damn thing right there.
Thank you. Well, you know, Twitter had to get Drake involved with the memes all week long, just showing how sad Drake has been. And I mean, I'm not laughing at the sadness, but I must say they have been quite hilarious, the memes and the captions. So one day after the news broke, Drake was still following ASAP Rocky on Instagram, right?
Okay.
And so ASAP followed Drake and Drake followed ASAP. Now, following Drake about January 31st, it was possible that Drake refollowed ASAP Rocky after the rumor started trending and never unfollowed him in the first place. Well,
wait, what? So did he or did he not follow him?
I believe he unfollowed him and then followed him back. So on Friday, February the 4th, Rocky was no longer following Drake on the follow
list.
Yes, and then Drake quietly unfollowed him. Now, Drake also does not follow Rihanna anymore. He reportedly unfollowed her shortly after the 2018 Vogue interview was released, where she spoke about them not being friends anymore. Rihanna unfollowed Drake all the way back in 2016, so she's an unfollow goat. She started the whole unfollow game back in 2016. Then here comes Drake in 2018, and then amid the dating rumors with ASAP and Rihanna, then Drake unfollowed ASAP, and now he's following him again. It's just so much going
on. It must have been a messy breakup with Drake and Rihanna, because they were close at one point in time. They got records together and everything. But who are the people that sit and be like, huh, let me look and see if Drake is following ASAP Rocky? Like, when does that go on your radar?
I mean, the minute you found out that Rihanna was pregnant by ASAP Rocky, you was wondering how much in his feelings the lover boy is.
He probably not even think about her no more.
Oh, but he is.
Okay.
And if he wasn't, he is now. I'm sorry, Drake.
Well, Kanye is thinking about a lot of things. He's back with more accusations against Kim Kardashian. Now, Kim and Kanye can't seem to work out their parenting agreements with lawyers or none of that. So they choose to go via social media and get us to be the court and the judge. Now, remember when he ranted about not being able to go to Chicago's party and she said she thought he was going to have his own party?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now he's saying that Kim K kidnapped Chicago. Now, Kanye has been calling out Kim and her team with several posts dragging her about any and everything. So his latest post was, yesterday, Kim accused me of putting a hit out on her. So let me get this straight. I beg to go to my daughter's party and I'm accused of being on drugs. Then I go play with my son and I get my novels, and I'm accused of stealing. Now I'm being accused of putting a hit out on her. These ideas can actually get somebody locked up. They play like that with Black men's lives, whether it's getting them free or getting them locked up. I'm not playing about my Black children anymore.
What?
I know that's right, Kanye.
What?
So he went up. Now, on another post, he said, I gave that family the culture. If they as a whole unit keep playing games with me, I will take that culture back. A father should never have to beg for the location of their children. Now, earlier he complained about North being on TikTok without his consent, which Kim K responded that she's monitoring her when she posts, and this is the way that she gives her creativity and this, that, and the third. Now, do you think Kanye would ever put a hit out on Kim, and do you think Ye is doing too much on social media?
I don't think that Kanye would ever put a hit out on Kim. I think that there is some place in his heart that will always have love for this woman. She's the mother of his children. Soon to be ex-wife. I think it's super duper dramatic. However, I can feel Kanye on the social media stuff with his child.
I must say.
I'm not even going, sometimes you look at Kanye and you're like, what did you just say? This one, I understand exactly what he just said.
My whole thing is Kim K just throws me for a loop, because aren't you the same person that says you was going to stay off of social media, putting your business out there because you got robbed and kidnapped? Like, my whole thing.
Oh, back in Paris. I remember that.
So social media is dangerous for an adult. So what the hell do you think it's going to do for an 8-year-old child? And the terms of TikTok say 13 and older. So I don't understand why. And Kanye was the one that brought that to everybody's attention. He does not want his daughter on TikTok. They're co-parenting. I think that it should be a mutual decision.
I agree.
That's it. And she's not playing fair in this aspect for this situation.
No, I think she's leaning on the sympathy of those that, have parted ways with the person that they love and are no longer in an amicable relationship and are basically trying to make Kanye out to seem like he's crazy. And the reality is he's no different than the same man that you married to begin with. The only difference is you guys have more children together. So he has more say in your life. Now he's not just dressing you, he's dressing them too. I mean, I just think it's high time that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It was cool just a week ago, but now the same tactics and the same antics are no longer cool. You justified it before. What's the problem now?
We talked about this in past episodes. The Kardashians do things where they try to ruin people when they're
done with
them.
You said they have a curse, Lo. Remember
they
we did the Kardashian curse and you had
a Kardashian curse. But they do these things that when you don't mess with them no more, they try to ruin you. Like Jordan Woods, like Lamar, like, you know, even Tristan, you know, having him look like the villain when it's like, come on, girl, you know good and damn well what Tristan does and whatever the case. Why is he the villain? Why don't you be smart enough to walk away? Like, everybody's not the villain. Y'all are really the villains. Like, come
on,
let's
be real. In this boxing match of 12 rounds of Kim and Kanye, I would say this round goes to Kanye.
Yeah, I do.
That's all I gotta say.
I do too. And I think that Kim needs to grow up when it comes to, because you talking about him going to social media, but you're doing the same thing. So what's the point of stooping down to somebody's level if you saying he's being irrational and this, that, and the third? You're doing the same thing. Not giving him the number, not giving him the address. Like, these are his children. You know
exactly.
Good and damn well Kanye ain't about to just let you get away with him not seeing his kids. Like, we all know that. Stop.
And the point in which you not responding or not responding enough to where I feel like I can't get in touch with them, I think that's the kidnapping allegation. I don't think she actually kidnapped the kids. But I mean, if something happened with my husband and I didn't let him see his children, he would have a huge problem.
I don't think he means like literally kidnap, but if I'm asking you where my child is and you won't give me the location, that's you keeping my child away from me when we have co-custody, like we both have joint custody. So that doesn't make sense for her to do stuff like that.
No, he deserves the right to know where his child is. Even if the baby wasn't supposed to be with him on that day or whatever the arrangement is, he deserves that. And I think as sad as this situation is, I think this is a great example of how when things turn south, people behave. And, you know, it's an example of how you want to be respected as a co-parent. It's not just you, the mom, and whatever. Like, no, he's as valid in this relationship as the father as she is the mother, period.
Right, right. And he did end up getting his kids because he had the Sunday service and they were there with him.
Good.
But I do like how he brought up they play with Black men's lives, whether it's getting them free or getting them locked up. Because, I mean, let's be real, they do.
Ooh, shots fire, pew, pew.
Yeah, Kanye is so slick with the way he said. But I just don't like how, okay, I get he might have some kind of mental health issues. But, like, I don't like how they just try to always label him as crazy whenever
he
says anything.
But only when it's convenient, though.
Yeah.
Only when it's convenient. Because when he was dropping the new line of his fashion show and his shoes and she was wearing nude every single day and act like she couldn't talk no more, it was good.
He wasn't
totally
crazy
fine.
Then.
No, he wasn't crazy. He was, you know, they were in love.
Yeah, exactly. Come on now.
Yeah,
stop
I
it.
Can't. I absolutely can't.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Speaking of can't, girl, my friend Nick Cannon. Now,
ooh, child.
Back in the news. Last thing I heard word on the curve was Nick was going celibate. But I guess that's after
Cat.
He shot up the club because Nick Cannon is having yet another baby.
That is so crazy.
It's official, girl. Baby number 8 for Nick is on the way. So recently, photos were shared from Nick Cannon and Johnny Manziel's ex. Her name is Bree TC. And there was a gender reveal. So congratulations. The couple are having I don't know if you can call it a couple, but the two of them are having
a baby. Yeah, don't say
boy.
Couple because it's a lot.
You know
it's
what?
A couple of them.
Because there's somebody else over there like, hold on, what?
What couple?
Exactly.
We a couple too.
So those that don't know who Bree is, Bree just officially got divorced in November from Johnny Manziel. Now,
the football player that did nothing but had a lot of hype.
That part. So okay. He was hesitant to share the news soon after his ex, Alyssa Scott, that will be Nick Cannon's ex, lost their 5-month-old son, Zen, from brain cancer. Now, he's still grieving, obviously, that loss, and was concerned about sharing those two moments, you know, having a new baby and losing one, but is absolutely ecstatic about having a new baby boy on the way. So we will soon see 4 children that are 2 or under.
Oh, my goodness.
That's quite a few kids. Now, in case you were wondering, his celibacy journey that he spoke about and shared after Bree's pregnancy news may make you wonder what's going on for the future moms in Nick's life. If there will be anytime soon, I don't know. But do you think that you could afford having multiple children like this? Like, not just a few, but this many kids, this many different moms. Like, when is enough enough? Or is it like, lady, be quiet. It's not your business. We got money. We're good. And we can have as many kids as we want. Like, where do you fall in this, Lo?
I mean, I feel like at one point in time, he said that he was having all these kids because of his health issues. So he wanted to leave, like, you know, his seeds behind. But I do feel like it's too much. Like, you have 4 kids in 1 year with 4 different women. It's like, bro, like, what are you doing? I'm so glad Kevin Hart just recently gifted him for Valentine's Day a vending machine full of condoms.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did. And he needs to see it, because what are you doing that you need to impregnate all these different women? And I get that he has money, but like, it's one thing to have 6 kids or 8 kids with the person that you're with, but these are 6 different households. Like, you're going to be paying bills, and because you're going to want your kids to live how you live, right or wrong. So right. Now you got to buy 6 houses. You got to buy.
But it's not even a money low. It's like the emotional connection. Like, when you think about your mother and father and what they mean to you, not the stuff that they bought you, not, you know, what they co-signed for or what they gave you, but like your connection with your parents. My fear and my question is, how do you stay that connected with so many kids that are, like you said, in different households? It's not like you're just splitting it between 5 other siblings at home. Like, they live in a different home. And their
birthday, they're the same age. So you got to think about it like this. How many graduations is he going to be able to make that, you know, when they graduate?
That year.
Yeah, because they all graduate in the same year.
And since y'all got to go to the same schools, you got to move into the same neighborhood and do a whole big love kind of situation.
Yeah, because sister wives.
Sister wives. And think about it. Do you think he had these conversations with these women? Like, look, I got a few kids. It is what it is. And they decided to go ahead and have the kids anyway. Like,
I don't think he did that. I think that, like typical men, they usually just deal with the woman and act like the other woman doesn't exist.
Oh,
I mean, even though she knows about it.
Mariah's like the queen bee of them all. The only one he ever married. The mother of his first children. Like, it's so
weird. Yeah, and Mariah don't need him. You get what I'm saying? But these other women, I'm not saying that I know their financial situation, but I highly doubt they would have been having baby number 3 this year with Nick Cannon if they was well off and whatever the case. Because think about, like, Jessica
That's
White was dating him. And when all these babies popped up, she was like, I'm getting the hell out of here. Because she can afford to do whatever herself. She got her own money, her own things mm-hmm. going on. It mm-hmm. just seemed like this woman, she done went from the football player to him.
But see, because you brought up Jessica, I have to say, the difference between Jessica and some of these women, I don't know them all, but Jessica was with Nick for love. Like,
yeah,
she loved that boy.
Right.
Blank,
and she was willing
periods.
To stay with him with the first
Absolutely.
Kid.
Yes.
But then it's like, how many can you take? He
exactly.
violated for that. I'm sorry. Like, he went too far.
Ooh-wee.
If I was Mariah, I'd be like, I don't have a baby daddy.
No, I got an ex-husband.
I don't have an ex-husband. Because he's just doing too much.
Yeah. He's just going to not claim what it is.
No, I don't know this guy.
You do. You know him very well. He has your name on his back, like the largest tattoo in life.
Oh, wait, he never got a cover?
Not that I know of.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen him with his shirt off either, so there's that.
Who left who? Did he leave Mariah or did Mariah leave him?
I don't know. I got to call Brett.
I did hear that he used to, like, call her Mariah Carey, and that was, like, part of the reason why she wanted to, like, not be with him no more. Like, he called her that. I heard that. I don't know if I heard that.
I'm sorry. What's he supposed to call her?
Mariah?
I mean, my husband called me Mrs. Sterling. I mean, come on now. That's not a reason to divorce somebody. And if it is, you real agitated. Come on.
Like, if somebody call you by your first and last stage name, is that her real name too?
I'm not doing this with you, L'Oreal.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know, but I mean, if I was married to Michael Jackson, I'd be like, what's up, Michael Jackson?
No, you would not. That sounds so crazy. Like, imagine if I'm talking to any of my friends or any, and we do that. Like, that's weird as hell. Like, you don't.
I don't call Quincy Jones.
Yeah, who does that? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just hella weird. I don't know. You're listening to the Address the Row podcast presented by Macy's. Now check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/theundressingroom. And you can also check out Nicki Minaj interview on the Morning Hustle
show.
That's right, on YouTube and all that good stuff. Well, she dropped her beef with the City Girls. We recently did an interview with Nicki Minaj for the Morning Hustle, and Nicki explained she had no plans on working with the City Girls after she saw them speaking about her negatively on social media several times. Plus, like, they did some interviews where they were saying some not so nice things. You know, they was cool with Cardi, so they was picking a side. And even before that whole beef, they were saying things about her. So the clip went viral. Would you do a record with the City Girls?
Well, I don't know. What I will say is that a few years ago, I was thinking about jumping on one of their records that was out at that time. And then social media happened. You know what I'm saying? Social media happened with when, you know, people will say things about someone. And the thing is, whenever you post something on the internet, it's there forever.
Yes.
I like you, but you don't really like me. So I'm just, you know, that's just a human way to feel. If you hear somebody was saying things about you, not just one thing, but repeated tweets for years.
Guess what? They made up.
Yay! Come on, queens. Yay!
There we go. Thanks to me. Anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm like Farrakhan out here in these streets. You know what I
mean? Come on, Gandhi.
Come on. Now, JT tweeted, thank you for your time, your advice, a true queen. I love you. Young Miami says she learned a lot from this experience and knows her trolling at Nicki was wrong. Mm. Now, that means she finally got her wish because she's been trying to get Nicki Minaj to unblock her for about a year now. So they were all tweeting each other and all that good stuff. Now, Young Miami said on the Neighborhood Talk, I would tell my younger self to just stop trolling, stop being childish, grow up, and be mindful of the things you say because everybody is human. Mm. Now, have you ever said something on social media that might have came back to bite you? And have you ever gone through your old social media post to delete anything that could be seen as problematic?
I did say something on social media. I almost popped my friend in the face for it. No, I'm good friends with Tank. And I remember, you remember when Mick Mills got arrested and got put in jail for popping wheelies and stuff with his dirt bike back in Philly?
Yeah.
So I was in the middle of trying to do basically get out the vote. And we were trying to do voter education, let people know about the local elections, what was going on, understanding the electoral college. And so when this went down, I thought this was a great opportunity to show how we can affect that change. This was a judge that put this man in jail that was appointed by the people.
Right.
So if you consider your influence as a constituent and what you can do to help make a change, it's cool to yell about what's happened, but it's even better to realize that we can make things happen. So instead of being mad at the judge, let's get out there and vote for a different judge to be in that seat.
Right.
Well, Tank didn't understand that. So whatever he got from my comment, he decided to go back and clap back under my page. He was on my TV show. Yeah, that's my guy. And he's like, and I guess he's from Philly or knows Mika, whatever. And use that like, oh, we ride with me. I'm like, bruh, I don't even know what you heard. Because that's not what I said.
Right.
What I'm saying is people need to go out and vote. She's an elected person that the city elected, a black city, majority city elected. So if we realize our influence, social media is cool, but that poll box and ballots are better. And I was irritated. I didn't take my stuff down, but I stopped talking to Tank for a second. But he's my guy. Again.
Really?
So we're good. Yeah. But yeah, social media can definitely get taken out of context. People can get very funny about social media. But what she said about snapping, trolling, and just really taking hindsight being 2020 and seeing the error of your way, she's a super boss for that. It takes a very big person to be able to recognize your mistakes and apologize.
Yeah. I mean, I have a problem with like, this is something that I've been working on is basically ignoring certain things. Cause I always was the person to be quick to say something back. And then you end up arguing with a whole loser. And then your attitude is messed up for the day. So right. I try not to even say nothing to nobody back. Like if they say something nasty or I just block them. I never used to do that.
I saw somebody, it was something about housewives or something like that. And you put something up and yes. People started popping. Now I gave a good comment and you know, I'm your girl, but they was in there and they was popping and then you pop back and then you got to a point where you're like, you know, I'm not even doing this with y'all.
Yeah, I stopped. And you know what really made me stop?
What?
Somebody reached out to me in my DM and he told me that he was like, yo, don't answer this person, it's all the same person. And he was like,
and I saw you post that, like you over here with the fake pages.
Yeah, he was like, it's all the same person. He was like, I know him, and he's going around telling people that he has a versus with L'Oreal on Instagram, basically saying like we're going back and forth comment wise. And this is when I had COVID, so
he'd
I had
be so lucky.
Yeah, I had time. You know what I mean? I had right. COVID, so I was in a bed or whatever. And so I did go back and forth for a little bit. And then when they sent me that message, I was like, that's so crazy. Like that, because he was a fan, but cool with the dude. You get what I'm saying? So he was like, nah, like, I really like you. Like, he's tripping and he's just doing this for clout. So please just let it go. Don't respond to him no more. So when he did that, it's funny you brought that up because that's actually what made me start not responding.
I was gonna say, that's the last time I seen you do anything. And I saw it like abruptly under that feed. You was like, you know, I'm not even doing this with you.
Yeah.
You're over here under these fake pages. I'm trying to talk for real. You playing, I'm good.
But who knew that it was the same? Like, who would make all these multiple pages to go back and forth with a person? Like, that's some creepy stuff. So, but I will say, like, I used to be reckless on Twitter, too. Like, I done said all kind of stuff. And then I actually said something one time, and I ended up going back and forth with 50. And I'm talking about this.
Oh, please don't go back and forth with Curtis Jackson. Please, baby. Please.
And this is when it was, like, Instagram wasn't as big. It was Twitter that was the thing. Right. So we were going back and forth, and it was all because I had said a joke, but I had joked on a girl that he was dating at the time or whatever. I just was like, you said, what did I say? You say you a PIMP, a chick can't get a dollar out of me, but you tricking on these chicks as starlets or whatever I said.
Oh, that's the strip club.
Yeah, exactly. So the girl that he was dating at the time, she tried to say something, and I was like, and her Avi picture happened to be her on her knees. And I was like, shut up and stay on your knees where you belong, beneath me. Like that, right? No, I just was reckless with my mouth. So then she must have said something to him, and then he tried to come at me. And we went back and forth, like, because you know
that. Tierra Marie'd you?
Nah, like, it was more like he was like, you can't come outside no more, this, that, and the third. And I was like, Booby. No, what? I said Boo-Boo, because remember, that's his nickname from young. So I was like, Boo-Boo. I was like, you worry about that changing that do-rag before. Like, we really was going back and forth, right?
Oh, my God.
And the New York Post and all of, they had called me, like, can we get a comment from you? And I was like, hell no. Like, and it's crazy because he stopped dating her, and then he, you know, I seen him, and he was just laughing. Like, it wasn't no problem, you know?
Yeah.
But he a troll his damn self.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so he probably liked that. You know what I mean? He liked
he enjoyed all of that.
Yeah, and this was before he used to really do all the trolling on social. Now this is normal for him. You know what I mean? So I do try to just not say nothing to nobody or try to, I don't troll now, no, obviously.
You, L'Oreal, you try not to say nothing to nobody. I'm just playing.
On social media.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, because it's too much fake stuff going on there. I don't know who I'm talking.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only
at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Get to, you know?
I know what I want to talk to. I want to talk to your DMs. Where they at?
All right, we got a couple. So let's first get into this one. He said, are you real or a big doll? I was just wondering if you have a favorite position. Of course, it's going to go to that.
Why did he have to pick me up just to put me down? It started so cute.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you. These people are creeps. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know who raised them. Who raised these people? I don't know.
Sir. Okay, can we just put a public service announcement out there? You cannot ask anybody their favorite position until you are in the position to make positions.
You need to position yourself.
Because I agree.
You're
drop dead gorgeous. So you are a doll. And it's one of those where it's like, are you even real? Is your face real? Are those like, what's going on? Your lips are perfect. You're, like, I get it. But sir.
Like, how do you even just jump from there to that? Like, you have to have some class. Something going on.
You don't even have to have a whole lot of class, but you got to have a little bit more savvy, a little savoir faire. Give me a little, you know what I'm saying? Just a little something to make me bubble in the stomach.
Well, this other guy, he's literally been trying to reach out to me forever. Like, I feel
join the list, guy.
I feel like since I had Instagram, like, at least once or twice a week, he reaches out to me.
Ooh, so he said, say?
So he said, you always somewhere, girl. Live it up. Then he said, you a bad mamma jamma. And then he said, nothing
not
but
mamma
love and
jamma.
Respect. Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? How old are you? He said, nothing but love and respect for you. Kind of hard for a man to admit a woman is out of his league, but you're definitely something major.
Okay, I like him and the mamma jamma. I'm not even mad at it. I'm not even mad at it. That's such a compliment.
You should have seen the earlier messages he used to send. He has conversations with me when I'm having conversations with you like this. Whoever said that, it's okay for both. It's the expectation that causes the problem. Anybody dating younger should expect less maturity, amongst other things.
I remember this topic.
Exactly. So he just talks to me like you. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, if I'm talking to you, he like answers.
So you're his friend in his head then.
But a lot of, remember the other guy that did that? Remember the other guy that I told you used to listen to the radio and
respond back to the radio?
Right. So what happened with him was I follow him by mistake one day because my bag, like my phone was unlocked and it just followed him.
That's a horrible excuse. You follow somebody on accident because your phone was unlocked.
Listen to this. Check this out, though. So then he's like, oh, my God, you finally acknowledged me. He was like, I'm so excited, girl. I blocked him. I was like, yo, because I couldn't even undo it and have him think I didn't see it. You know what I mean? So I just blocked him. I was like, yo, because he was crazy.
So when you block him, can he no longer send you any DMs?
He can't send me DMs. He can't find my page because now, you know, with Instagram, you could block them and the future accounts they make.
Yeah, but they still find their way back. I mean, these people are absolutely crazy.
Yeah, they know how to do everything when it comes to stalking.
Speaking of doing a little bit of everything, let's slide up into this final question. Now, okay. This post went viral over the weekend from Reddit with a guy asking a question about a very sensitive subject about his dying wife. He says, my dying wife asked me if I'd be okay if she had sex with her ex one last time.
Damn. Oh. Your sex is trash, bro.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to go with this. So it starts with saying, I can't have this tied to my main, but I really need to say something about it and have no one I can call. My wife has a terminal disease. She is projected to live about 9 more months. I am, of course, destroyed. We've been together for a decade. I don't remember life without her. I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. I have been doing my best to make my last days with her in her life good and grant her whatever wish I can. The doctor said that she is likely to need a wheelchair in the next 4 to 5 months. And by then, it'll be 8 months and she'll be bedridden for the last few weeks. Now, that's if she doesn't decline even faster. Recently, she set me down and told me that one of the things that she wanted to do was to have sex with a previous partner of hers. I, of course, was shocked. And when I asked why the blank she wants to do that, she basically thinks that her most physically compatible, satisfying lover was the other guy.
Wow.
He gave a whole monologue, girl, about how sex sometimes is just physical and how emotionally fulfilling sex is with me, but it was BS to get to the point. So now I'm left with this: deny my dying wife her wish for my own ego, or do I let her go sleep with another man who she feels was better? Honestly, I am ticked off and I feel betrayed that she asked this of me. I feel like I am put into a position where I have to say yes because she's dying. Now, I know what I want to say, but I don't know if that's the right thing to say. So I am hurt that sex with an ex was apparently so good that she needs to do it one more time before she dies. I just hate everything about this. Oh my God.
You could sleep with him, but now you got to live with him. Like, that's it. He's going to be taking care of you when you're bedridden, all that, since you love him so much and since the sex is so good. That's how I feel, because you're not about to, no, what the hell are you talking about? If you're about to die, you shouldn't even be thinking about sex. Like, what, like, you should be thinking about how can you extend your life with your loved ones. This man,
well,
is
you can't extend it. You have a terminal disease. You'll be bedridden in the next few months. You'll be bound to a wheelchair.
Yo, miracles happen every day, B. Change your diet. I'm not saying that. That's it. But
yeah, she's a goat for that, though. I'm going to tell you right now.
Dr. Sabi done cured all kind of stuff. You get what I'm saying? With foods and things of that nature. But she, you right. She a gangster.
She's a gangster. Like, seriously. I feel like what she asked is not a bad thing. It's just not for everyone. You know what I'm saying? It's like polyamorous relationships. Like, it's not my thing, but it doesn't mean that it can't be a thing and people can't enjoy it. I definitely appreciate the fact that she told the truth, didn't sneak around and do it, and said something, but I can only imagine how this man feels like with her last few months here on earth, and then when she's gone on and he's left to remember her, the decade they spent together, the life they shared, and then her last wish.
I just think she's forgetting who's gonna take care of her when she's sick. Like, and I get what you're saying about being honest, this, this, that, and the third, but like, you just devastated this man, broke his heart, and like, even though it was just a question, like, you just made him feel like crap.
And oh, it was a question that she wanted to answer to, though, Lo.
She wants an answer to it. And it's like, this is your partner, the person that is devastated he's losing the love of his life. And then you're going to tell him he's crappy and bad compared to your ex who left you?
That's not what she said. She said
he's better. That's the same thing.
Emotionally satisfying with him. And you think about it. Sometimes you pleasure yourself. That is not emotionally satisfying. That is just physical. And then there are the other times where it actually is emotional. So I hear what she's saying.
You would be devastated.
Oh, yeah. I don't play the reindeer games. Even
exactly.
No, sir.
She's foul for this.
But
I'm sorry.
I think it's really easy to say what you think you would do in a situation before you get there. Like,
I think she should have just went and did it and not said nothing.
So sitting that man face every single day.
You about to die.
Lori, you are listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy.
I don't know. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry.
You cannot say that. You cannot make me laugh saying I'm not going to hell with you.
Say
that. We're all going to die at some point. She just has a little bit more of an idea when her last day is. And I think if we all knew when our last day was, like if we had a little bit more insight about the closing of our chapters, we might do things a little bit differently. I'm just saying, she has the luxury of knowing. I just think it's so sad that she has to hurt someone or did hurt someone that loved her so much in this life. I think
exactly.
That sucks.
And now he looks at you different. You should have just snuck behind his back, had sex with the dude, told the dude, I'm about to die. I want to hit it one more time. Don't say nothing because I don't want to hurt my husband.
Not the poom poom going out of business.
You hear what I'm saying? The poom poom is going out of business there. I like that. That's right.
Hey.
Hey, come and get some before it's all gone.
It's a liquidation sale.
Come on now.
Now, that was our final question. As you see, we cannot make these things up. So If you would like to be featured and like your final question answered, then just go ahead, follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us like they do in L'Oreal's DMs.
That's
and
right.
Boom, that's your chance to be featured. And don't forget, we do have a giveaway, don't we, Lo?
Yes, we do. And all you got to do is make sure you know the keyword. Do you know what the keyword is, Eva?
Go ahead and tell them.
Dynamic.
Ooh, that's us.
A dynamic duo. And you can win a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. So you can be fly like me and Eva, because we always dripping in some Macy's drip drip.
And speaking of the Macy's drip drip, we have a Macy's shopping page. So you can slide on over to Macy's.com/theundressingroom. And you can see the threads that we're wearing. I don't know if you see L'Oreal in this picture we took. It's this little tan, little bodycon number. But sis, I'm going to go back and get that outfit because you already wore it. So I need to wear it myself because she is everything. Listen, but if you want it, you can go on and figure out how to get it right there at Macy's.
Don't forget that black dress you had on, because you definitely, it was hitting all the right curves and moves.
I couldn't breathe. I was like...
But that's okay. You can breathe later, okay? It's about looking good, and you can look good at Macy's. Now, you're listening to the Undressed Room Podcast. Log on to theundressedroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcil and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.